Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh boy, it's going to get awkward with Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler now, because at first it was, oh, we're going to get along and we're going to be fine. We've already fast forwarded to her flipping out because of many a things. He filed, which blew her mind. They said she didn't expect him to file. He went out and filed. She didn't know he was doing it. And apparently there's one thing in the divorce petition that set her off. You ready for this?
What?
Jay Cutler filed, and he claimed that he was the, quote, at-home parent who was the primary caretaker of their kids. Okay, now, she does work.
Yes.
And he does do nothing and sit at home in Nashville. You see it on the show.
Yes.
However, let's not act like they don't have nannies, and let's not act like, I mean, I even saw Kristen cooking. So I mean, that's what I think about when I see Kristen like in the kitchen making lunch, and I'm thinking, and he's sitting on his butt. I'm thinking, why is she was doing everything, and she was working and doing a reality show and had a business. You see it on the show.
Right.
That he's just sitting there and she's making lunch. I mean, there's no
reason. Well, I Googled yesterday Jay Cutler endorsements, and articles came up about his lack of endorsements. So he's not even doing something on the side. He's not doing any reporting for anybody. He's not doing like analysts
or anything.
That was
the storyline, Riggs.
You would think that he would
try to get a job.
Oh, he did.
They were going to hire him to do football games, and this was all a part of the show. This is when Kristen kept asking him to like get a job, and you could see it going downhill.
He
was kind of into it, but you could tell she wanted him to get a job because she wanted him to be ambitious. And I mean, that's a thing. If you're ambitious, I get it, and your man or woman isn't, it can be a turnoff if they're not. I get it, and that was kind of what I was watching.
Plus, he was a mediocre at best NFL quarterback. He wasn't like a great quarterback. She's not married to Peyton Manning. She's not married to Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre or somebody that's, you know, of substance of a player.
And she's
Cutler.
Honestly, she said she's just furious because she says he's not telling the truth, that she was the primary caregiver, that he was not. And she's just blown away that he filed and said he was the primary caregiver.
So he's still a whiny little bitch. Still.
Yeah,
still,
pretty much.
Still.
Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 6:58. Today is Tuesday, in case you're wondering. Tuesday all day. Fog warning. It's like really, really foggy out right now. I can barely see out the damn window. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking out the window in New Berlin.
Yeah?
It's a little. I must be... Yeah, I see it out in the distance.
Oh,
yep.
It's creeping, man. It's creeping. So yesterday, Governor Evers says he's kind of letting some more businesses reopen slowly for the safer at home order. That way we can still support some small businesses. People can get about their lives, you know, little by little, with little things opening. Like you saw golf courses opening last weekend. Now he's saying
it's
that.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. He's saying what?
Dog groomers are now going to be able to be open. So dog groomers, upholsterers, lawn repair shops. So if you're going to do stuff to your lawn, it's getting to be that time of year where you need like a chainsaw repaired or something. You need, I don't know, an auger for doing any sort of yard work. You can get that repaired. Go ahead.
I think this is great because it basically, they went deeper with the safer at home order and they found other businesses that could safely, hopefully, right? knock on wood.
Contactless.
Operate.
Yes.
Right. Operate and still, because the I love how they say this if you really watch the news. They're like, the economy hasn't shut down. The economy has never shut down. We've kept moving. Like, things have never been closed. Yes, some things are closed, slowed. But restaurants have been open. Like, we've stayed, everything has stayed open in certain areas, right?
As well as it could,
a full
yeah.
shutdown would be nobody was open, right?
Yes.
So, you know, there are ways we're streaming money into the economy. We're all trying to do our part. We do our curbside delivery and things like that, or pickup, you know. But I think it's interesting because it does help more people work who are struggling. You know, it gets people able to get those services they need.
Yeah.
And then still stay safe, because when I watched the Wisconsin press conference yesterday, they were just talking about the outbreak in Brown County up by Green Bay at the meat plant. They talked about how we're helping for sure. The flattening the curve is going great. But, you know, they're testing and the percentages are still fair. It's not like it's, you know, going way down.
Right.
You know, we're trying to just flatten it and stop it. So it's interesting.
They're also saying that by starting Wednesday, outdoor recreational rental businesses like boats, golf carts, and kayaks will also reopen, along with self-service and automatic car washes. Wash off your car.
Wait, I thought car washes were closed.
I thought they were open.
Oh,
too.
Maybe the ones where people work at them. Not obviously the gas
station
ones.
There's a couple on Highway 100 I know where there are people that are out there right up by you. So yeah, that might be it too.
Stay far
enough
away.
Did you see the other meat plants that were still open despite the cases?
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you going to make my blood boil? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. As if you, the JBS Packerland one, that was the one in Green Bay that employs like 1,200 people. That one closed. That was the big one. But there
that
are
was
two
the one where
ones.
They had all the cases in the outbreak, right?
Yes.
And they had to. And that's what made Brown. That's what put Brown County above Milwaukee County in cases, right?
Okay. Yes. There was 255 at that one. But there's also 130 confirmed cases among workers at an American Foods Group plant in Green Bay, and another 17 employees of a sausage maker, Salm Partners in Denmark, about 20 miles away. Those plants are still
it's
open right now.
Now we're getting more info on Brown County. See, it wasn't just one. Oh, no.
So you're going to start to see those ones have very large outbreaks and shut down.
And now we
got to
think up. And so now we're thinking even more about the healthcare workers up there, too. Yeah.
So stay home and stay safe.
Wow.
This will not last forever. They're trying to relax things as much as they can. But if things start to get worse, they have to make things tighter, which sucks. So do your part.
As I cough into my elbow. And well, Texas,
that's the right thing to do, yes.
Texas is 71037. I love seeing the mixture of you're all crazy and God help us, we're all going to die. I mean, there's no medium here.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, before I tell you who's charging $50 to just watch them and only them, which I don't think she's worth it. I don't think she's worth $5 subscription. But anyway, okay. I'll tell you in a second. I just want to throw it out there. How do we feel about this? Jussie Smollett. I don't want to be a downer because this is actually a positive story, but he sucks.
Yeah.
Has donated $30,000 to the COVID-19 pandemic. He has donated. This got people masks at hospitals in Chicago, New York, L.A., so it's a really nice thing he did, but I feel like he needs to open his pockets some more, and he owes us quite a bit more for the time he wasted, okay?
So, you know, we'll consider that a down payment for the millions of dollars you wasted in public funds and taxpayer dollars.
You. It's like, I don't want to say screw you when you've given $30,000 to something we need, but
keep it coming,
I don't like, I still don't like you. You're not even
that
out.
Does not absolve
exactly
you.
What we're
that doesn't absolve you of your terrible actions. Alleged.
Terrible.
With
and this
air
is
quotes.
What I love about stuff like that is that we didn't know COVID was coming.
Yeah.
We couldn't have imagined this world. Like, think about people like Jussie Smollett who tried to stage that. And now you were already irrelevant when it ended. Now, like, now you really are like, wow. Look at all the things that matter in the world, and I did something that stupid.
Look how much you had going for you, and now how much bigger problems are. Right.
But here's my money. But, yeah, I just wanted to tell you, because this made me laugh a lot, who's charging $50 if you want to subscribe to her fans-only channel. Dude, Black Chyna, Rob Kardashian's baby mama. Like, come on. Who is paying that? Who?
Isn't OnlyFans like an adult thing for like porn stars and stuff like that?
Who the hell? I don't know. I mean, Riggs, I don't know. I just know that I don't even for her getting naked, I wouldn't pay $50.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what that is. That's like for people that are in like the adult world to do like cam shows and stuff like that.
Oh, but her, you can, her daughter, also, her daughter must love that. That must,
right?
How proud she must be right? of her mother.
There's also
on a
stuff,
porn I'm, site.
Sorry, there's,
I mean,
also like
what the hell?
There's like workouts and things on there for like personal trainers. You can pay for that for professional workouts, I guess. But no, come on, that's
wait,
a porn
wait, Riggs,
site.
So you're telling me it's a cover for a porn site,
yes,
and they're just
100%.
Trying to sell it as workouts?
Yes,
got it.
I'm okay, pretty got sure. It. Pretty sure.
Got it.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
They say the foundation for any marriage is trust. Am I right? You got to be able to trust your spouse.
I would hope so.
Right? So that trust is about to be tested, Allie, between my wife and I. I think I'm going to let her cut my hair.
Well, good luck, brother. Look, here's the good news. You aren't balding.
No, I'm not.
Which means your hair is going to grow back.
Now, here's also my dilemma, right? I have my hair cutting woman. You know, I've got mm-hmm. two people that cut my hair, Christine and Krista. Two people. Mm-hmm. Two women that I trust to cut my hair.
Oh, he's a two-timer, is he?
Uh-huh.
We all know one of those.
Yeah. They both work at the same place. They both work at the Sports Clips.
No
they
wonder
both
you have
there.
Trust issues. Look
I
at
do.
You playing with two hairstylists at once.
I do. I do. they know I cheat on them with one
yeah,
another.
Yeah, you do. Bruce is the type of guy who would do that just to challenge the other one. See?
Yeah.
I got somebody in the back burner if you're not going to do it, right?
See? So I'm very particular about my hair and who cuts my hair. And now my
As
wife...
As are most people.
Right. Now my wife tried to dye her own hair. She tried to dye her roots to fix that. And that
Uh-oh.
Didn't... Well, she ended up, instead of just doing the roots, because she couldn't, like, I guess you're supposed to partition your hair out in different quadrants or whatever.
Yeah, there's a reason people have to go to
right.
school for this.
Right. So she ended up just putting it all over her hair, and it's all a little bit darker. But it looks fine now, but at the time she was like, I'm fine, I'm just going to dye the whole thing.
Oh, that's funny.
But for men, it's a little bit different, because you can just use some clippers and scissors. But is it really that easy? I don't know. I just sit there, and somebody else always does it for me.
I saw a meme that said, man, all the selfies have gone down, the amount of selfies with no hair getting done. I'm like, it's so true.
Uh-huh. It is. So I'm wondering if anybody listening has either A, done this before and can give me a little bit of advice if I'm going to be fine letting my wife with zero experience, but she's very meticulous.
I think a lot of guys have bought clippers,
yeah,
honestly.
I have clippers at home.
So wait, do you think she's going to mess it up, your wife, or do
yes.
you think she's
yes.
just going to be, well then why don't you let her do it?
But it'll be, I want to do it for the gram, honestly, if I'm being honest.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I want to do
it
for the gram. But 71037, is like YouTube going to be a good enough tutorial for somebody? Can somebody learn it virtually?
To cut a guy's hair?
Yeah, to cut a guy's hair.
I think a lot of, like, my sister did this when her son was little because she was sick of taking him every
sure.
3 weeks. She's like, I'm going to cut my own kid's hair. And she somehow taught herself. I'm
okay.
not that brave. I'd
All
rather
right.
pay you $25 to cut his hair.
I know. Well, we got people calling 799-1037, or you can text us to 71037. We'll read your text. We'll take your calls next. Haircuts at home. We all have to do it now. And I'm a little nervous. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Choose to.
It's true.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, boy. 103.7 Kiss FM. And haircuts at home are now becoming a thing. Because if you want to get the haircut now, you got to do it at home, at least for the time being. And I'm a little nervous. My wife with zero experience is very confident that she can learn online with YouTube how
well,
to cut my hair.
Of course, because her hair is not getting messed up. I'd be confident, too.
I know, right?
I'd be like, psh, I got this. Let me try.
You can text us 71037 if you've had any experience with this or you have any advice. Good morning from Greenfield, Nathalie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You had some advice? What do you...
Yes, I actually watched a bunch of YouTube videos and then I did it for my boyfriend and it turned out really well. So now actually we're going to do it on every time he needs a haircut and save some money.
Okay.
So just keep watching. Have your wife watch like a bunch of different YouTube videos.
Okay.
I was like scared you have fades in your hair.
That's what she wants to do. She wants to do a fade. I think that seems like the easiest, most basic haircut for a dude right now that most people could do with a pair of clippers and some scissors.
Yes, but if she has like clippers, you know, just start with a number one and then go to a number two and then just like fade it in.
Oh, shorter and shorter.
Is that Nathalie? Yes. Which one is this on the phone?
Nathalie, yeah.
Nathalie.
Oh,
yeah.
Nathalie. I'm sorry. That's pretty. Listen, I want to know, though,
no
Nathalie.
One ever gets it right.
I believe that, girl. I want to know, though, you said you taught yourself how to do this on your boyfriend, cut his hair, and you were really good at it. But can we just be fair here? Is this like when you're an artist and you think you can make anything and you go, but really, because cosmetologists, I give them an artist degree, man.
True.
Okay.
No, I was like nervous as heck doing it. I was so nervous.
Okay.
Like more than he was.
But you have the touch is my point. Some people don't have the creative touch.
Natalie, what do you normally do for work? What's your day job?
I actually work at Ryder Truck Rental.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I'm there right now, just sitting in the parking lot.
Just waiting for people to rent trucks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ryder, ever better. We're off Highway 100.
There you go. Good
hey,
you
girl.
Shout out in. Natalie,
we're not far from you.
Well, thank you for the tip. I appreciate you listening this morning, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me on the radio. Good
of
luck,
course.
Okay?
Thank you very much. I'll give an update tomorrow. I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, okay, God. Perfect.
Thanks. Yes, Sally.
My
yes.
girl, I just got a text from my mother in Florida. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
She said, now my dad's name is Stan, okay? So my mom said, Stan bought clippers a month ago and tried using them. It is pretty bad.
Oh, God. Stan.
She said,
I don't want
she
Stan
said,
here.
He wears a hat most of the time. My dad's almost bald. Are you kidding? Come on. And then she said, I still think he should go back to the barber. Yes, mother, when this is all over. Thank you.
Yes,
my
Nance.
Mom's clearly listening on the radio.com app as she does every day.
As anybody can, by the way.
And texting
hats off
me.
To her.
Yeah.
Krista, Krista's in Kenosha. You were calling with some tips or advice or warnings. Which one? About haircuts at home.
All of the above.
Oh, good. Perfect.
This is like any conversation with a chick. You're like, what's the problem today? Circle A, B, C, D, E, and
right?
here we go.
Damn it. Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Krista.
What's up, girl?
I've been doing hair for over 20 years.
Okay.
So I can...
Peace be with you. Yes. You're like a god now. You're like, hello, friend.
I can definitely give you some tips for your girlfriend, wife. She needs to use the guards just like the previous caller. She definitely needs to use the guards and then blend it in as you go.
Okay. It's one of those one of those adjustable ones where you can kind of make it longer or shorter, the guard, like the 1 through 7, I think it goes to.
You know, do we have guards for eyebrows when we're cutting those? I want to know where these guards are for everything else I need in my life so I don't mess it up.
A good way to trim your brows. Now, are you talking about trimming or waxing?
Whatever you suggest, girlfriend. I got time. I got all the time in the world.
You got time and no guards.
let's not do waxing yet because that's too much for me to handle right now.
Yeah. Fair.
A good way to trim your brows is just take like a mascara wand and comb them up and then comb, like, you know, cut what you see is out of place.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's a good way. That's a good way to trim brows. And on men, too. So your girlfriend,
listen.
I don't know.
It's my wife, by the way. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to tell her on the phone. I was going to say, listen, girlfriend. So basically, when this is all done and over in a day, Riggs is going to come back with no hair, and I'm going to come back with no eyebrows.
Yes. You're going to look like Jeff Love from the Tiger King. No eyebrows.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Hey, Krista, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. You can still text to... Hey, thank you. 71037, you can text. We'll read those, too. It's KISS.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What the hell's my problem? You have to turn on your microphone for it to work, right? How long have I worked
here? Where should I start?
I don't know. Why don't you talk into your microphone, toots? 103.7.
Sitting back here. Look, if you want to know the truth, I just got if you want me to keep it as real as I can, I just got I got an email from my kid's teacher. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
With the assignments. And so I moved on and I just started going through my email.
Fair enough.
This is why you can't stay focused at home as a parent, though.
Because you have too many distractions, yeah.
Well, I'm on the air and I'm getting emails. I'm happy the teacher's emailing. Don't get me wrong. But this is the life right now, you know?
So, two bits of good news. A lot of people are without work right now. I think unemployment is like skyrocketed, all the claims. Last time I remember, it was
high,
in 2020, some million, probably over that by now.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
Wisconsin
we're
is now
far,
off,
we're past that.
Wisconsin is doing something nice, offering unemployment an extra $600 a month, or excuse me, a week is what they'll be getting. An extra $600 per week as part of the federal stimulus bill. And people who are on unemployment can expect to get that starting this week, April 26th. So there's nothing you have to do. If you already are on unemployment, you should get it automatically. If you have pending unemployment application, you don't need to apply again to qualify for the $600, and that runs through July 25th. So a little bit of extra, that's in addition to your unemployment benefits, which is nice because it's a very hard time for a lot of people, including nonprofit organizations who rely a lot on fundraising and community events and walks and things like that, that they can't do these types of events. So there's another organization stepping in to help them, Wisconsin Humanities Cares. It's what it's called, and they're offering up to $10,000 to qualifying nonprofits because they still have employees they have to pay. They still have a mission they need to achieve as a nonprofit.
Right.
And as long as it meets a certain set of criteria, they will
do you allow know how you many
to apply
runs,
for these grants.
How What's many that? Walks, yeah. how many runs and walks have been canceled where they made thousands and thousands of dollars for that charity for that year? I mean,
Allie.
I had to cancel. There were two galas I was supposed to host in March where they rely on that money. All that money's gone. You know what I mean? Like, you have to do virtual stuff now. I feel awful for some of these charities because they're literally doing good. You don't want them to shut down in the midst. Yeah.
I'm on a board for a nonprofit for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Yeah. I'm the co-chair for the board. Well, we took a huge hit. There was a Madison campus walk we were supposed to do this weekend that brings in thousands of dollars.
See?
Canceled.
And I think about just people, like I think about, let's for example, the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance. That was one of the galas.
Yeah.
Nobody stopped getting cancer in the past 2 months. Nobody stopped getting ovarian cancer.
Right.
And nobody stopped getting diagnosed. That's continuing to happen. But that sucks for these charities that can't. I'm with you.
Same thing. Mental health is even a bigger problem now.
Going.
People are dying by suicide even more now.
Well, we're acknowledging it as a bigger problem right now. It was already a bigger problem, but this is really bringing it out. Just for the record.
Yes. So that is a nice thing that they're doing as well. So if you are a qualifying nonprofit, that's through Wisconsin Humanities Cares is the name of it.
Do you know
Wisconsin Humanities Council? Yes.
I think that's a great a great thing.
Helping
that
them
they're
out.
Doing.
Because people don't
people don't think about it. I agree.
No,
yeah.
You don't. They're a business too. They provide a valuable service. They help a lot of people.
Right. They employ people.
They do. It's 103.7 KISS FM, 7:55. We're commercial free. And by the way, today is Tuesday, in case you're keeping track at home.
I needed that.
You're welcome.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. Yeah. This is too much. These people. Kristen, yesterday we had the mutual divorce stuff. You know, they're mutually going to co-parent. Everything's great. Well, then more came out yesterday because you know how divorces go. It turns out that Jay filed. Kristen didn't know Jay was filing first. She was shocked. And in it, he named himself as the primary caregiver, to which Kristen laughed.
Right.
Because he stays at home. But we've all seen the show. I mean, I don't really see Jay doing much parenting on the show. I see her cooking. I see her working. I literally see all this on Very Cavallari.
What does he do on the show? Does he like play video games? Does he do yard work? Does he do anything? What does he do? I've never seen it.
He literally is there for the fame. Like, not for his fame. Like, he's there because he's famous and that's what they use him for. Because he sits there. He's kind of in all of the scenes, but not contributing much, you know what I mean?
So it's not like the Scott Disick character on the Kardashians where he's
funny when he needs to be. He does have like one-liners. Jay Cutler is funny in that sense. However, Kristen Cavallari did not like it that he listed himself as the primary caregiver, and she's challenging it because one, they have nannies, they have three kids, and she just thought it was hysterical. So we don't really know what he does, but part of the storyline, as I said yesterday on the show, was her pushing him to get back into working, doing NFL,
like sideline reporting or commentary,
sideline reporting.
Things like that.
Of course. He was in talks for stuff like that, and you could see her pushing him. And I could relate because it's kind of like when you're ambitious. Like, she's really ambitious is my point, Kristen.
Yeah. Didn't she have like a clothing line and everything?
She has like two stores. Yes.
Yeah.
When she met Jay, he was ambitious, right? He was on the Bears.
Yeah.
So this is problems couples have is they have kids and one stops working. You have to kind of stay in the same lane. You know what I mean? You have to figure it out. So you could see that on the show, her being turned off by him not working and wanting him to work. I get it.
He was a whiny little bitch when he played for the Bears. He's never really been ambitious. And let's be honest.
They had three kids and he was doing it all great. But we know they have nannies. Come on.
Well, that's interesting, but more will come out from that divorce.
She's not happy about him saying he's the primary caregiver.
Right?
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This here is 103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. Oh, yeah. Don't mind me. I'm just over here with my Netflix priorities. Don't mind me.
Oh, I saw you flipping through your TV, pulling it up right now. You can't start watching right now, Allie. We still have work to do.
Riggs, I turned the TV off. The reason I pulled it up, though, was because I wanted to look at my recently watched, so I didn't forget to tell you about anything I was currently obsessed with.
No,
and I'm taking suggestions.
71037, you can text if you have a suggestion. Maybe we're leaving something out, something you saw that was fascinating. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, my God, you have to watch this. Go ahead.
I am obsessed with a show on Netflix. I'm on the first season. I'm trying to get through the first and second.
Yeah.
It's been out since 2018. I'll tell you about that one in a minute. Hold on. Okay, before I get to that one, though, I was looking at my list. Have you watched these, Riggs? Yes or no?
Okay.
And some of these I know you've watched, but these are my recently watched, and I have no complaints about any of these. In fact, I enjoyed every single one of these I've binged recently.
Fair.
Fully enjoyed. Tiger King.
Of course. A million percent. Did you watch the new one with the Joel McHale, the follow-up one that he did?
No, I have not watched the new episode because it doesn't have Carol. Yeah. It doesn't have Joe Exotic. Yeah. I don't know if I care. When I'm really bored, then I'll never watch it. Let's be real.
Tiger King, good.
So Tiger King, did you watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary, which is old?
I watched the Aaron Hernandez one, yes.
That was good.
It was very good. It was fascinating to see so much more behind the story, knowing what you saw on TV and seeing all the stuff leading up to it. Yeah, totally.
Did you watch How to Fix a Drug Scandal, Riggs?
I did not, but I saw that come up on my feed as one that
I
should watch.
So good. It's about two women, but mainly one woman in Maryland who had a drug problem, but she was one of the only two people testing drug cases in the state for criminals. So a criminal would get busted with cocaine. They would send it to her lab in Maryland.
Yeah.
She would test it and then send it back to the police and say either yes, it's positive for cocaine or no, it's negative. This chick had a drug problem and for years and years was stealing the drugs. And now all these people went to jail based on her testifying that it was she was a drug addict. You can't send all these people. I'm talking like 30,000 cases in Maryland. People got sent to jail based on her testimony.
A drug addict's testimony.
And she was high as a kite doing these tests the whole time. So that's a fascinating documentary. It's called How to Fix a Drug Scandal.
Okay.
I watched Innocence Files, which is about the Innocence Project.
I've heard that one. Good.
It's maddening, though. You're going to be pissed.
Oh, that's going to be like Gabriel Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one about the little kid. If you watch that one, will infuriate you
as
well.
No, because you told me about it. It upset me, and I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh, it's about child abuse, right?
Yes. It's the failed system around the child, and now it's...
Yeah. And finally, I'm getting to the one show that I'm currently obsessed with, as we're taking your suggestions at 71037.
Yes.
I watched Murder Mountain, which was a really good documentary.
I've been to where that was filmed in Humboldt County, California.
Why would you go there? Why would you? It says people are dying, getting killed in these mountains. It's fascinating.
It's beautiful. It's like Redwood Country. It's a really beautiful piece of the country, Northern California.
Would you watch a documentary where it's like people are disappearing in the woods and Riggs goes there? Like, you're crazy.
I didn't know until I got there. In my defense, they goes, you know, Murder Mountain on Netflix. And they go, oh my God, I love that show. It was terrifying. He goes, this is where it was filmed in Humboldt County. I went, you brought me to Humboldt County? I mean, it's beautiful, but oh my God, are we going to die?
Well, people are texting in. Dude, it's a great show.
Yeah.
That's called Murder Mountain. It's a documentary that I enjoyed. But what I'm watching right now is with Taye Diggs, All American. This came out in 2018, and I don't know if it's just because of the quarantine, people are watching more and talking more about different stuff we weren't paying attention to.
I think there's so much stuff on Netflix, people are starting to go deep, like, oh, wow, what's this? I haven't heard of this before. Let's
watch
this.
We went deep and I loved it. I know that sounds horrible, but I am all American. Yeah. It's based on a true story. This is what I'm currently binging and keep sending your evil genius. I watched that. Sorry, I'm reading the text as I talk to you.
It's a real good one.
That was a good one. Is that basically all American? Taye Diggs is one of the stars. It's based on a kid, true story, who was a star football player in Crenshaw, and they recruited him to come play for the Beverly Hills High School. So you can imagine him going back and forth between Crenshaw and Beverly Hills and trying to get to the NFL. It's based on a true story. It's fascinating, and I can't get enough of it. So All American is the current show if you're looking for binge.
Well, you can text us 71037 or call 799-1037. On the way next, I'll tell you the show that I just watched. A new episode of it dropped on Sunday, and it'll blow your mind about the world and the state of the world that we're living in. And it'll educate you. It'll blow your mind.
We'll
read your suggestions next. Next
up. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie talking about the stuff we've been binging.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about the texts.
We've missed some episodes, some shows we didn't know existed. You can text us 71037. You can text or call 414-799-1037. What were you saying?
I said that All American is my new favorite show with Taye Diggs. I'm binging that, and then I'm on to the next. And I was just kind of naming some of the things I've been obsessed with.
Yeah.
But that's my current obsession, and it's based on a true story, and I'm loving it. So there's one if you're looking for a good show with a lot of twists and turns, All American on Netflix. People are texting in that Castle Rock on Hulu, The Ranch or Santa Clarita Diet, which we've heard that for a couple years now about those two.
Yeah.
We're looking for new stuff. Right?
71037. Right? Text. There was a show that now Netflix has called the producers of the show and asked them to do new episodes because it was that good and people are demanding to know and curious.
What?
It's
what
a show
that?
Called Explained. All right. It's a longer series. I think there's two seasons. Each episode is about 20 minutes long, so they're easy to watch and consume. They're really quick. They go fast. It's by the Vox people that do the news, like the Vox, the Now This, those short kind of newsy stories you see on the internet. But they have different episodes on like cults. They have it on the wage gap with women. They have it on the orgasm.
So it's
all
like
sorts of different
things. An investigative documentary on certain topics.
In November of last year, they did one called The Next Great Pandemic, where they talked about how it was going to happen, if it came from an animal, how we would prevent it, how we know like from the Spanish flu, what we learned from that, what we learned from SARS and H1N1. How it could happen. And Bill Gates was on there talking about it. This was in November last year. Well, fast forward into February and then March, when the coronavirus started getting huge all over the globe, Netflix reached out to him and said, hey, why don't you do an update to this? Because they were thinking about season 3. They weren't thinking about doing an update. But then they said, you know what, we should. So they dropped a new episode on Sunday of This Pandemic Explained. So they showed about how what they foreshadowed a little bit back in November and where we are now, where we stand, how it all started, what we can do to continue to help prevent the spread of it now. It's great. It's great. It's
watching
fascinating.
Some of these people who have been there from the start, who have really paid attention and to what's happening and across the world.
And Bill Gates is one of them.
Bill Gates, you do pay attention to the world because hello, you know. It is fascinating hearing their take on some of this stuff, these people. And someone texted in. I just want to comment. I've gotten a lot of recommendations for the show.
Which one?
Just
Unorthodox?
Putting it out there. No. This is next on my list. On Hulu, Little Fires Everywhere. I have gotten nonstop messages from women telling me to watch that show.
What is it called?
Little Fires Everywhere. I'm pretty sure it doesn't have Reese Witherspoon in it.
I have not heard of it, so
well,
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Because you're not a chick.
Of course.
See, this is where I come in, where women say hello, but everyone keeps messaging me saying, my personal stuff, saying, watch Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu. It's so good.
Somebody else texted in Ozarks. Yes, I've seen Ozark. Ozark is a good
show. Ozark is money. Ozark is one of those shows, if you didn't watch it back in the day, they're still putting out new episodes. Go binge it now. And Shameless is another one. If you've never watched it, now is the time. It will give you, you will laugh, you will cry. It's the best show as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, well, we got a text from a scientist, Allie. It's a 71037 that said, Bill Gates holds the patent on coronavirus. He's the devil. So thank you to that person, that very knowledgeable person. Yes.
Wait.
Sarcasm. What? It's a lot of sarcasm. Sorry.
Oh, got it.
103.7 Kiss FM. What have you been binging lately? We'll read your suggestions. Maybe we'll watch him this week. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Commercial free.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Today is Tuesday. It's like 8:56. Good morning. If you're wondering what day it is a Tuesday. You're welcome. You're very welcome. Governor Evers
Remember when you said it was February the other day?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I said February 24th on the air. I don't know.
And it was April 24th.
Allie, time and date is now a social construct.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant right now. So Governor Evers just dropped some interesting news. He is
I want to hear more about this. Tell me more.
Well, he's loosened up the safer at home to allow some smaller businesses to open up. Mm-hmm. So places with contactless delivery and curbside pickup, mm-hmm. he's open. Like dog groomers are now able to be open.
Right. We found that out yesterday because there are some businesses that can function safely. You know, I get it. Yeah. Let the ones that can do it.
Dog groomers, upholsterers, lawnmower, repair shops, landscaping places. Starting Wednesday, outdoor recreational businesses like boat rental, golf cart, and kayak rental can also reopen with automatic car washes, self-serve car washes, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Those will reopen. Mm-hmm. Also, Governor Evers just told the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, to open all of the public parks now and state
this
parks.
This is what I wanted to know about because this was the new stuff this morning. So what are the restrictions when they open the parks? I'm curious.
State parks, they will open on May 1st. They'll have new hours. So they used
what
to be
day
open
is that? Wait, what May, day? Is that Friday?
May 1st
what
is Friday.
Is
yes, May
okay,
1st is Friday.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know it's actually relevant to this whole story because I have no clue when May 1st is, but I know it's like a couple days away.
May 1st is Friday. So starting Friday, state parks will be open with limited hours. So now 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, Monday, all days of the week, except for Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, all of them will close down for maintenance and cleaning and kind of maintenance and upkeep.
Okay, can I ask you, I don't know if you have the answer to this, what about play, like, can I go to a playground?
That was not on the list. This was a list of 32 state parks. I believe those will probably be on a municipality-by-municipality basis.
I get if the playgrounds are closed. I understand why. Kids are gross. Like, I get it. I have kids.
But the governor also realizes that, you know, getting outside is good for your mental and physical health.
Yes.
It's amazing to get up and move around, get some physical activity, even if it's just walking around outside a little bit. People can enjoy natural resources in Wisconsin. As long as we do it safe and responsibly, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So we can get outside and enjoy, especially because it's supposed to be, 70 this weekend? 70 on Saturday?
Yeah, that's what's so weird is that, like, we are starting to get to the warm weather. So now it's light out really late. And, this is a weird thing to be quarantined during light at 8 o'clock. I'm sitting outside going, wait, this is strange.
Quarantined during the winter.
To be stuck in the winter,
The winter's one thing because it's 4:30. I'm like, well, it's dark. Might as well go to bed. Sleep for 14 hours again.
Right. But in the summer, you're kind of like, nice. I got energy.
So that's kind of cool, right? State parks are reopening on Friday, just in time for the nice weather. If you do it safely, though. Don't crowd everything up like it'd ruin it for everybody. So do it safely and responsibly. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, commercial free.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Riggs, you know you want to win something with Kim Kardashian. You know you do.
Only if Kanye's involved. Maybe. 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 That's a really strong maybe.
Right, right. Well, the all-in challenge, as we'd been talking about, Aaron Rodgers joined in. He's giving away a hell of an experience at Lambeau.
Yeah, so you get to tour the stadium and get his jersey after the game and everything. It's cool.
And to win that, you have to be rich. I mean, that's an auction.
Yes.
However, there were other things you could win that people like us could afford. You could enter to be in a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro for just $10. Yeah. And all of that goes back to COVID relief. And then you're entered in this all-in challenge to win these. Well, Kim Kardashian finally has joined because celebrities have to challenge each other. And then another one joins on.
Okay.
So what are you going to win? You're going to win lunch with Kim Kardashian and her crew, baby.
Where's lunch at? Yeah. Where's she going to take us to lunch?
At her house, I'm assuming. Right. I don't know. No, she won't take you to her house. Are you kidding? But you get to win lunch. You get to go to a really nice restaurant in L.A. With all the Kardashian sisters. So actually, somebody would freak out and pay a lot of money for this. I don't know. You know,
I hate the Kardashians, but I'm all for anybody getting on board with this challenge because you're offering a once in a lifetime experience to somebody that wouldn't normally have that, and you're helping out people that are hungry right now. It's going to like Feeding America and all these other organizations that need food right now so desperately. Mm-hmm. So I'm all for it. It doesn't make me like her anymore.
Tom Brady. No.
It was like Jesse Smollett donating money to COVID. I was like, good for you, but I still don't like you.
That was an eye roll. It's like, thank you. Keep giving us money because you're not off the hook yet, Jesse. Right? Keep donating. We're not even yet. Right? We're not. You still owe us, okay, for the time you wasted. Thank you very much. But yeah, Tom Brady.
We wasted time on our radio show talking about
that's
your
what I mean.
Too. Yeah.
This guy.
People pay top dollar for advertising here, Jesse, and we wasted all that money.
You want to trigger? Are you trying to trigger Allie during the quarantine? Bring up somebody like Jesse Smollett, and I will just lose it over something stupid because this guy. But yeah,
go back to Kardashians.
I was going to wrap it up with this for the all-in challenge for COVID and what the celebrities are doing. Tom Brady, he put up to auction off his first ever game-worn Buccaneers jersey.
Oh, really?
Right when he plays.
Yeah,
that's already at 7 figures. So they already have a 7-figure donation for that, which is. I'm sorry, holy a crap. Million?
Yeah, I had to think
Can
about
you
that.
Do the math? A million?
That's a lot of zeros.
That's insane. Somebody has already agreed to pay over $1 million for that.
For a Tom Brady game-worn jersey, the first time he plays for a new team?
It's probably Tom Brady buying it back.
He's buying himself. Wouldn't that be the ultimate? Gotcha.
Hell yes, and then give it to your kid.
Right, that'd be great.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Thank you, Drake and TikTok, for making me think I can dance. I cannot dance. I am far too white to be able to dance.
Well.
And I don't apologize for that either.
That's half your problems.
Half of them. Where do you start? It's
103. There's lots of white people that can dance. Haven't you seen So You Think You Can Dance? Hello.
I have. But I watch it out of jealous. With jealous eyes, I watch it, Allie.
Yes.
You can catch up with our show on demand. Get it at 1037kissfm.com or with the awesome radio.com app that is free. You can listen anywhere, anytime with the radio.com app. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie? I learned something from you this morning.
Oh, well, what is that?
Allie was spouting off a bunch of shows that she's been binging on Netflix lately, and she was talking about a show that came out that's based off of a true story that I really want to check out. What was it called again?
It's called All American. It's on Netflix with Taye Diggs.
Yeah.
And it may even have been on a network. No, it couldn't have been with the racy stuff. But it's a really good, good series, and there are two seasons now. I'm binging it, where it's about a kid who was on the football team in Crenshaw at high school, in the hood, obviously, and they recruited him to a Beverly Hills high school. It's a true story, to play football there.
Okay.
So he goes to Beverly Hills High School, and he's trying to get to the NFL, but it ends up being that he was recruited because he actually has connections to a lot of these people who recruited him from Beverly Hills. It's really good, and it's got a lot of twists, and that's all I want to say. Watch it, and it's a really good show. All American with Taye Diggs. Just twists I wasn't prepared for, and all based on a true story. So you're like, did this really happen?
Yeah.
You see some of this stuff? That's you're like,
fascinating.
What?
What did you learn on the show this morning, huh?
I learned that Riggs bought Clippers, which a lot of men are doing.
Uh-huh.
And I wish you luck as you let your wife do it. You're screwed. Good luck. Have a great day.
She's watching YouTube.
Are you really going to let her cut your hair?
Yes, I'm going to do it for the Instagram likes, and that's the only reason I'm doing it.
Well, then I hope she shaves it, because then I'll like the hell out of that picture, boy.
It might get shaved. It very well could get shaved, depending on how she screws it up. Or she might do an amazing job. Maybe I'll have my wife cut my hair from here on. We had some people texting in saying that. Like, I cut my husband's hair, and he likes it. Now I'm going to start doing it, so.
Well, you should. That's a great way to save money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to hurt cosmetologists, but they're making money on the women anyway, not the dudes. Let's be real.
Uh-huh.
I've seen how much my hair costs next to yours, and it's $100 difference, okay?
Yeah.
Trust me. The dudes can cut their hair at home, and then we'll get into the salon quicker, and now I've been triggered. See?
$23.99. I can get my hair cut, in and out, boom, and a shampoo, too. and
well,
product.
$123.99, and I can get my hair done, okay?
You can catch up with us at 1037kissfm.com. You want to hang out, play some more music from your bedroom, please? You got some music coming up for us?
I would love to hang out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Stay home and stay safe, please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.